This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 24th. Sheep on a Mission. Our reading comes from Luke 24, verses 30 through 35. When he was at the table with them, he broke bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. The news about Jesus was too important for the disciples in Emmaus to keep to themselves. Isn't it interesting that these disciples returned at once to Jerusalem to tell the others about their meeting with Jesus? A little earlier, they had urged Jesus to stay with them because it would soon be dark and generally too dangerous to travel. But now they rushed back to Jerusalem, seemingly without a care for their own safety. These disciples could not contain their excitement to tell the good news about Jesus. They were no longer victims of a terrible loss. They were disciples on a mission. They realized that their calling was to confirm the teaching of the scriptures about Jesus and to bear witness about the resurrected Jesus to others who were feeling lost and defeated. They brought to the other disciples the same encouragement, comfort, and grace that they had received. When we think of ourselves as part of Jesus' sheepfold, it can be easy to think that we have been invited to be passive followers. What we see in the Emmaus disciples' response is that we too are invited to partner with Jesus. We are called to tell the world that God loves everyone so much that he continues to seek all who are lost so that they can come home where they belong. Who in your midst needs to hear this good news? Pray with me. Lord, give us courage and energy to share your good news with all who need to hear it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.